Oh, that hurt. Darn it.
Have you ever used an expression of surprise if you see something happen and it's really surprising? Might you say something to express your excitement?
Land sakes, what's that? What's happening? Something like that.
What might you say when you're a little peeved at yourself for doing something stupid? You might say, oh.
How stupid of me.
Or, oh.
Wish I hadn't done that.
After, oh, what might you put with it? Oh.
Shucks.
Why did I do that?
Yes.
When something shocking is reported, perhaps, and it's attributed to you, you might show a kind of polite resentment by saying, Why the
idea of such a thing?
I wouldn't do that. You're really suggesting that that's just something you would never do. And when you said that, what might you do with your head or something?
Shake it. Well, the idea of such a thing.
When you meet someone, what do you say by way of greeting if you're asking about their health?
Well, it depends on what time of day it is. I'd say,
if you're asking about their health.
Yeah, I'd say, how are you?
And when you are introduced to a stranger, what might you say?
How do you do, or I'm glad to meet you.
If you enjoyed someone's visit that came to visit with you, you might say, Come
back again.
What do you say when you meet someone on Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
What do you say on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Anything you might say by way of appreciation besides thank you? Would you say I'm much
obliged?
What does that mean when you say I'm much obliged?
Well, really you're glad that they did it.
And you're showing your
appreciation.
If you're not sure whether you will have time or not, you say, I have time.
I guess I'll have the time to do that.
Or you might say, if you had some shopping or trading to do, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
You made a purchase and the storekeeper took a piece of paper and
wrapped it up.
When you got home with the package, you
unwrapped it.
If you sell something for less than you paid for it, you say, I had to sell it at
a loss or a sacrifice.
You admire something but don't have enough money to buy it. You say, I like it, but it
costs too much. I can't afford it.
When it's time to pay the bill, you say, the bill is
due now.
If you belong to a club, you have to pay the
dues.
If you haven't any money, you go to a friend and try to
borrow.
When the banker is gently refusing a loan, he says, money is
tight.
Or another meaning for tight, you might say money is
scarce.
If someone was going to go into the swimming pool off the diving board, you might say he ran down the springboard and
dived in.
Lots of boys off that high board
dive off of that high board.
9 or 10 off it already this afternoon.
9 or 10 have dived off of it this afternoon.
When you drive in and hit the water flat, dive in, I mean, and hit the water flat, you call that a
belly buster.